Hello guys, welcome. Today we will talk about what makes the best holiday destination during the summer. Please, everyone, introduce yourself.
Hello, Aaron. I have an IQ of 20.
I cannot
Liam. Open a bar peanut butter.
Okay, I think that's about enough. So, I will start with a simple exercise, okay? So, I want everyone to close your eyes. Close your eyes. Okay, now imagine the best holiday destination ever. You didn't even need to be there. Just imagine like the ideal one, the one that you would love the most. Okay, I'll give you 20 seconds to visualize this. Okay, not 20 seconds, I'll give you 5. Are you all ready to share your ideas?
No.
No, work faster. When you're ready, just give me a shout. I don't know.
Shout.
Nice. Okay, Liam. So now I want you, because you shouted the first. I do not accept Aram's as a shout.
I heard so Aram I want shout. You,
I want you, Liam, to give me 5 details about your place that you imagined. What were the 5 aspects? Key 5 aspects. What did
relax.
You see? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, I saw I'm black. Writing. I had my eyes closed.
Okay. I won't write that down.
Relax.
Okay, relax.
Food.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Food. Okay. I will now go to Aram. Aaron, tell me 2 details.
Private island.
Oh, of course.
Mm-hmm.
With
okay.
A wooden hut
mm-hmm.
and a fishing rod in
mm-hmm.
the sea.
This
mm-hmm.
fucking
and a cigar.
Mm-hmm.
Are you trying to be Willy from Star? You no.
Okay, I want Nick to give me 2 ideas, at least
Stardew
2.
Valley.
From mine, or just continue on?
From yours.
Okay. Sea and breakfast on a terrace.
A terrace?
Sea and breakfast on a terrace. Okay, that sounds fun. Uh-huh. And now I want Ivan to tell me your 2 ideas.
It has to be cold.
On a summer.
Siberia.
Yeah, sort of. Something like really cold. Something
okay.
Like just,
I will write down very cold. I will just write down very cold. Okay.
Yeah.
And what? And another part. 1 detail.
I have to be alone.
Mm-hmm. So... Okay.
Siberia, yeah.
Isolation.
It's like I'm in group therapy. What the fuck are we doing?
Explain yourself in 3 words.
Okay. So, you all gave me a list of, like, a group therapy. Yeah. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Nice. 10 ideas. Okay. Now, I will ask you, which country was visited the most by tourists in 2019, so before COVID. Forget everything about COVID. Just don't care about it now. Just tell me which country was the most visited. Just a guess.
France.
Okay, Liam. Aram, what do you think?
I would say it was America.
USA, okay.
America.
What do you mean, like north or south?
All of
is this a continent?
Yeah, that's
and
why I'm
counts.
Asking him, because he's saying still a
America
continent.
America Chistinha.
Oh, America Chistinha. Okay, then. When you have to, I ask you USA and you're saying America.
Yes.
What am I supposed to understand by that?
USA.
Great state of America.
Great state of America. Okay. Ivan.
Probably
Russia.
Yeah, some Asian country. I'd say like maybe possibly China.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
And Nick?
Spain.
Nice. Okay. So, to inform you, the third country which was visited the most was USA. Not America, as that's a continent there.
America.
USA. Nick, you were correct with Spain. It's the second most visited. And Liam, France is the most visited country in the world. So congratulates. Pat on the back. China
wants to go to France.
I don't know, man. It's just it's a thing, I guess.
Americans are.
Ivan, your China isn't on my list of top three countries, so sorry. And now,
like top five,
I think.
I mean, I think China would be
top 10.
I will Google that. I will Google that later. It's not important now. So now I want to ask you, Liam, you said France. I want to ask you, why do you think that France was the most visited country?
Because people have this idealization that France is the most beautiful country in the world, especially Paris, the most beautiful city. And then they go there and they never come back. It's the ugliest country that has existed in Europe for the past century.
Where are you learning French?
Also, the people are dumb. Yes, I can hate on them in French.
In French, okay.
Since they can't speak more than one language, I have to hate them in French.
I think that they can speak another language. They're just lazy. That's what I'm being told.
Uncultured fucks, all of them.
Don't worry, Jules. Don't worry, Jules. This won't get to you.
You won't understand it anyways.
Aram, you said USA. You didn't say America. You said USA.
Oh, he said
USA. Yes, you said USA. So I'm asking you, why did you say USA?
Because everyone wants a gun, and they can get it in America.
Okay.
A citizenship.
Which, what? You can, huh?
If you get a citizenship there, you can get
You don't go there for...
You do.
Tourism.
Okay, you don't go there for education.
Gonna get a visa
some people might go there for education. Why,
yeah,
why
but would you, you can't buy a gun if you're going there as a tourist.
Yes, that's why you get... A citizenship first, therefore, for 10 years.
I think that you, Aram, have slightly different ideas than the usual.
Long tourist.
You go there
okay.
to see
no,
New
no,
York.
No, 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 I just put everyone
wants a gun. Stay for the gun violence.
I put here everyone wants a gun. That's what I got from the scientific research. That's what I'm letting there be. Okay, Nick, why did you say Spain?
Felt like an. Summer destination that has like the sea, countryside, all of it together. Warm enough. So, and it's close enough in Europe that a lot of people might want to travel to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like this answer. It's much better when everyone wants a gun. Ivan, you said China. Why did you say China? Can you elaborate?
Because I felt like it.
Well, because you felt like it. Well, try not to be dumb and tell me a reason why you said China.
I don't want the very... It's so smart that if I said it right now, everybody would stop listening to our podcast because they would feel ashamed of how smart I am and how stupid they are.
I agree. I think we should let Ivan keep it to himself if he doesn't want to say it. Because we're a podcast that doesn't force anyone.
Okay.
Honestly, though, I just thought like nobody
Can
was
you just
travel in Europe because like people are like scared.
Okay, okay. I will say Europe is over... I will say Europe is too visited now. Yeah, okay. So trying something new. Can I write that down, Ivan? Do you agree with me?
No, just write suicidal tendencies as my reason for choosing China.
What?
It's pretty self-explanatory.
I didn't see the correlation. I'm sorry.
Well, China's the where it started, and you go like, "Damn, I want to see a new country and die, two in one."
Wouldn't you go to North Korea then?
Yes. So it's like bug off. It's like bug off from business. Buy one, get one free.
Yes.
It's like an extreme buy one, get one free.
Okay, I will not write suicidal tendencies. I will just write bug off. Okay.
Fair enough.
Okay. Now I want to. Now I have a second question for you. Which city was the most visited by tourists in 2019? Now this is for like the whole year. This is not just about summer. This is the only one. Okay, Leon, what? Because you were the best. Say a city.
Wait, can I let the other people go? Because I think I know the answer. I'll see.
Okay, okay. Aram.
Wouldn't it still be France?
That's not a fucking city.
That's not a city.
Oh, you said city.
Hey, you said a continent for a country.
The French are the only dumb ones.
I say Moscow.
Moscow, okay.
How the fuck?
I can inform you now that that is not on my list. Okay, then. Ivan.
Paris.
How did you go from France?
Ivan, please. Yes. What? Paris? Did you say Paris?
No, I didn't say Paris.
No?
I didn't say anything though, but if I had to guess, which I probably have to, I would say. Oh, this is tough. Is it tough? Rome.
Rome.
Okay. Nick, now you.
Mecca.
Okay.
What?
Liam, since you're so smart and you think that you know the answer.
I'm gonna guess it's Paris, but is Tokyo second?
No. So I'll take in Paris because that was your initial thought. Paris is second, Tokyo isn't on my list of top three. Okay.
Let's go.
Would it be surprising, guys, if I told you that the most visited city in 2019, not a country, Aram.
It's Prague.
No. Is Bangkok.
I knew that.
Oh, you know what that is. Hold on.
What? No, it does not surprise me.
Why doesn't it surprise you?
It's not surprising, that's why.
It's not surprising. Okay. I will.
Okay. No, Dennis. Okay. It's so surprising. Tell me. Why? Why is it the most visited country? I mean, city.
You have autism, Aaron.
Yes. I think that you have a bit of a problem in your head. I think that not all of your cogs are working right now. Do you want to take a breather for a few seconds just to, you know, relax?
This is my official resignation from the podcast. I'm leaving.
Oh, no, the group is
leaving, guys.
No.
I'm leaving all ownership to Liam.
Huh? No. I must decline.
Why?
Because Aram is our one and only owner.
Mm.
He runs this slave trade.
That sounds like a slave trade. Is Dennis, tell me why Bangkok is the most visited city. I want to know.
You want to know, huh?
Yes, I want to know.
I just have to find it online.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, you just have to find it online. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Where is it?
If the answer is because it has beautiful views, I'm not buying it.
Yes, I have it. I'm here. I've got it. Mm-hmm. Well, the website tells me because the city has spent the first. What the fuck is this sentence?
Dennis, you come unprepared into my podcast.
I don't know. Let's just assume that this website is correct. Well, Bangkok is first. Second was Paris, and third was London.
I want to know why Bangkok was first.
Okay.
Look, I'll explain it to you. Asia. Not a lot of people in Asia.
It is because of the movie Hangover.
Okay. Thank you for your explanation.
Does that have to do anything with 2019?
Well, because Hangover 2 is in Bangkok.
I did not answer my question.
Yes, it did.
Can we just move on, please?
Well, it has many historical and cultural tourist attractions.
Like the most big.
Name one.
It has royal palaces and temples.
Bangkok Tower.
No, it's because of Wat Arun, the Temple of Dawn, and floating markets. You didn't know that. And Khao San Road. I don't know what that is. And the Grand Palace.
Then it's just move on.
Just and also
the Soy Cowboy. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And so you understand the point now, why it is the first.
Of course.
Yes.
Okay, so list me one of the reasons which I said.
Floating markets.
Soy boy. No, I forgot what you said.
Cowboy. Soy cowboy.
Soy cowboy.
Okay, I think that we should maybe move on. Okay. And okay. Now, as we have listed all of these great locations and your ideal visualizations of a great summer location, I want to ask you this. What is your favorite activity on a summer holiday? Just one. What is your favorite activity? Please don't say skiing, Ivan. We don't summer ski in summer.
On summer holiday.
Mm-hmm.
Drinking water. You need to stay hydrated. It's the only way to live.
Nothing else.
No.
Okay, let's just assume that you're not as boring as a bland bread. Can you just say something a little more, I don't know, fun?
Okay. Since you asked so nicely.
Drink apple juice.
Yes. No, I would probably go swim in the ocean at least 3 times a day while sunbathing.
So why didn't you do that in Italy?
I did. No, I didn't. I did that in Greece.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
No.
I'm writing this down. I'm writing all of this information. So Aram likes swimming in the ocean 3 times a day, you said, right?
Wait. Is this like making a study or
what's happening? This is all part of a great plan. Swimming in the ocean.
No, he's gonna take us on a holiday, Aram. It's gonna be lovely.
Okay. It's a legit guy's budget.
I like money. I like making
$200.
Yeah.
Oh, what do you like? Making money. Well, then you're going to have a $200 one immediately. Okay, Liam, what do you like? What is your favorite activity?
Brother. Eating.
Okay, let's pretend you're not as bland as it is.
I don't know. Surfing, sure.
You've never surfed in your life.
I have surfed, actually.
How many times?
Once.
Quite a few.
What do you mean, few? Like, as you can count it on your hands, or a few as in, like,
no, as in a few that I cannot count on 2 hands.
Uh-huh, okay.
I even windsurfed. Nick? I face planted into the water so many times.
Sorry, for some reason my audio cracked. Can you say it again?
No, he can't. Just move on, please.
He didn't even say anything.
That's weird. Nick! Nick! Okay, Ivan, what do you like? What is your favorite?
My favorite thing to do is to pretend like
Please something wrong.
Don't say anything dark. Don't say anything dark.
Cut it, please.
My favorite thing to do is to pretend like there's nothing for me to do. That's like, you know, like no school, there's no
Okay.
And I just, you know, it's like enjoying living genuinely.
So basically cutting yourself out from your life, basically, for a few days.
Can I change answer to what Ivan said?
Cutting yourself from the world, I will say.
Yeah.
Okay, Nick, since you're now able to answer, yes. So what's your favorite activity?
Oh, okay. Thank you for the question. I was just about to ask for it again. Favorite activity? Honestly, probably, yeah, just relaxing by the beach somewhere.
Okay. I like this. Okay. So now that I have your favorite activities, all these answers will be used in this grand finale. It will not be grand, actually. It will just be a finale. And now, I want to ask you, what was the worst vacation you ever went to on a summer vacation? And I want to hear why. That's the interesting part.
Why
was it so bad?
Do camps count as a vacation?
No.
Were you forced to go to the camp or no?
Yes, indeed.
Well, then it doesn't count.
No. I chose to go.
Okay, Aram, you can keep on talking.
If camps don't count, then I need to think it through.
As long as you went there voluntarily, it counts. So a camp would count, for example.
Okay, no, I know. We were supposed to go to Berlin for like 5 days, but for some reason the hotel we went to has shut down just before we arrived, so we didn't have anywhere to stay, so we went to Berlin and back to Prague again, so that was not fun. And yes, I count that as a vacation.
So it was a one-day trip?
Oh, we stayed in Berlin for like, you know,
was it road
three
trip?
Hours, maybe?
Mm.
No, because it was a night already, and we didn't have anywhere to sleep.
Uh-huh, yep. That's an interesting one. Uh-huh, and now I want to hear yours, Liam.
I have no idea. Give me a bit more time.
Okay, Nick, you go now.
Only summer ones, right?
Mm-hmm.
Had a good winter one. Well, not good.
What? He's asking for bad ones.
Yeah,
come on,
I know.
Aram. Cut him some slack. Cut him some slack, Aram. You don't know what's the difference between a continent, a country, and a city and a country.
I do.
No, you don't. You proved to
Sorry,
me.
Sorry, I was talking about Americans,
no,
and I adopted their behavior. Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Am I applying to American schools? No.
Not anymore.
Okay, Nick.
All right. I guess a school residential trip back when I was in PBIS was
oh, yeah,
very
that must
expensive.
Have been hard.
And then stayed in fucking wood huts in the middle of fucking nowhere.
We didn't know.
Yeah, Aram would like this. He mentioned a wood hut.
Aram's dream holiday.
No, but
it was more so that the cost was not adequate to the entire thing.
Okay. Liam, are you ready or should I go to Ivan?
I think I won, so I'll say that. I don't know if it's the worst, though. I was in the Maldives, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Went for like a week. On the first day there, I got food poisoning. And it lasted basically the entire week. So I was in bed the entire holiday, basically.
Mm.
That was kind of shitty.
Okay.
I blame you, Aram. work.
Ivan, are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
I am. Okay, so this year, in like May, like beginning of May, I'd say, we had this meeting in Poland, in some weird place. Like it was basically a village that had like this big stadium, this like new beautiful stadium, but it was like an old village where they had cows there and everything was nice, but it was just weird, you know. When you came there, it was really weird. So we came there with the boys, we got on the stadium, and it was just full of Polish people. It was like an international meeting in like athletics. It was a sports thing, and there was supposed to be like people from all over because it was like a big prestigious thing. But yeah, when we came there was only Polish people, and you could just see that when we got there in our red, blue and white, they just didn't like that. All of them had the Polska on their hoodies and stuff, and it was weird. When we got there, it was weird. So we kind of just sit there in the middle, and everybody was just looking at us, and it was like weird. And yeah, but then we went into and started racing. Just everything went out of the mind. Just we were racing, we were competing. It was nice. We were actually winning because it was like a team thing. We had the most points. And when my thing was competition, because there's many things. So when I was throwing, it was towards the end. It was very close with like another team. It was like really good. And it was like the Polish A team. And we were off by like 2 points, and I won the competition, and I stole the trophy from them by like 2 centimeters from the guy that was behind me, and we won. And when we were leaving the stadium, we got jumped by every Polish competitor on the stadium. Everybody just stood there, and when we got out, they beat the shit out of us, all of us. And it was like every Czech guy had like 4 Polish people on them, so it was really ugly. And so this one dude got beat up really bad. He had to be taken to the hospital. And the rest of us just kind of like did something to not die like the other guy. But it was like really ugly. And everybody it was extremely hectic. There was like punches flying all over. And we had this one guy. He was huge. He's humongous. He does hammer throw. And he just ripped into like so many of the Polish people. He's like, he's like 2 meters tall. 205 something, and he weighs like 120, 125. So he's humongous. And he just went and started hulking everybody. He just went and just went for the heads. And you could just see that people on his side were just falling down. There was nothing they could do with it. So they just went to the smaller people and started beating them up. So there was one of the guys that had to be taken into the hospital. And it ended up in a trial that took a month of like sitting. Because there were so many people. So it took a long time to do that. And it was in Poland. So basically I went to Poland for a month. And yeah, so that's why I was missing in school for like a month. Because I had to be in Poland. Because I didn't want to go from Poland to Czech Republic. Because that was just too much. So we stayed in Poland. And yeah, it was just shitty. And Poland, I don't like Poland. It's weird. There's too many weird people in there. They just want to beat you up. It was just ugly. Yeah. So that
you got beat up and sent to the hospital?
Not me, but
you didn't.
I actually ended up just like with a cut above my on my forehead, above my eyebrow. But the thing is, there was just so many people, and you know, you don't just stand there taking punishment from like 5 people that are kicking you on the ground.
Did you punch back?
Of course I did.
Good. Okay.
But no, like, left himself to get defeated.
It was actually not as bad though, because it was fun. And like in the end, when we were in the bus and our trainer was screaming at us because we started the fight, even though like we didn't, because we just came out and there was a billion of Polish dudes running up at us. It was just fun. And this Hulk guy sitting in the back, you could just see that he was like smiling, laughing, sort of. He was hiding it, but it was really funny because he had the most fun. Because nobody could touch him. He was invincible. He was towering over everybody, and he took his He slapped like 10 people at once. And it was just so funny. But no, it was the worst because of the guy that ended up in the hospital. He had like a broken arm. There was something in his wrist. And his face was shitty. He had to have like this ice mask on him. And it was sad. But he's okay now. He's got like a few cuts on his face. Like scars, and he's good. It's actually a good story to tell. But yeah, other than that, wasn't really nice.
Wait, and when was this? Like a few years ago?
No, this year, May.
This year?
I was missing from the school for 1 month, mm-hmm. and I didn't tell everybody because I couldn't have because of the trial.
Okay. I remember. Yeah.
I just didn't know you had a trial too. I just thought you were missing with it. Okay.
Mm-hmm. It makes sense. It all sits and fits. Yeah.
Now I see where you were missing.
Now I understand.
Okay, well, continue, Dennis, please.
Let's deviate. Aaron, what's with stress, man? We have a lot of time. We have a lot of time.
No.
What? No. What? No. Just say it, man.
You
say it.
Said. Come on. Next question, please.
Okay. So now that I have all of your results, I will tell you one thing. Aram, you said that you like private islands, wooden huts, a fishing rod, and a cigar. Is that true?
It's fact.
That's facts. Okay. So why is your favorite activity swimming in the ocean 3 times a day?
Because when you're on a private island, you have the sea all around you, so you can go swimming 3 times a day and sunbathe.
And didn't you want to also say fishing?
No. I never said I enjoyed fishing. I just said that's what the people who look calm and relaxed do.
Okay. You have passed the truth test, the lie detector. Liam, now you're a funny guy. You said that you like to relax and you like food. Is that true?
Yes.
But for some reason, your favorite activity is surfing. I don't see how that somehow
connects with relax. And then someone here started saying, oh, don't be too blind.
Okay, I'm writing food. It makes sense now. Thank you. Thank you for the clarification.
Oh,
I couldn't say drinking, but he can say food.
No, shut up.
No, but okay, you know, you could drinking water and eating.
I like
drinking
water. I like drinking seawater.
Okay, Nick, you said that you like sea and breakfast on terrace, and you said that you were like relaxing by the beach. You're fine. You passed this test.
No,
you see, this was all a lie detector.
Boring.
Now, Ivan.
Yes.
You're a funny guy. You said very cold isolation.
Yes.
And you said that your favorite activity is cutting yourself from the world. You're getting a pass.
I'm going to
You're getting a pass. You're fine. You're fine.
Okay.
So, now that
I feel bad for not asking you what your favorite holiday activity is.
My activity?
Yes.
Have you ever tried what's the damn thing?
Have you ever tried no talk?
Jet board.
What?
Jet board. I think that word is jet board.
No, I never tried it.
Yeah, I would like to try it again.
Have you even lived your life here?
I tried it once. It was awesome, and I think that I was getting a bit better at it, and I would like to try it again. That's a favorite activity. It was real fun.
So,
did you try and do a lie detector test on me now?
No. Can you even say what your favorite activity was?
Okay. Thank you, everyone, for sharing your great ideas on the best holiday destination. I hope that some of the people which will actually listen to this, will actually take on your advice and try to live a little, not like you, white bread Aram, but something more dynamic. And so, thank you everyone, and have a... thank you everyone, and have a good rest of the day.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.